Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
How you doing, Super Scoreboard fans? This is Stephen Mill from the Big Scottish Football Podcast. If you like what you hear from this week's episode, you can subscribe to our very own channel by searching for the Big Scottish Football Podcast via your regular podcast provider. Or you can give us a follow on Twitter as well, at Big Football Scott. You can get us on Facebook and Instagram. And thank you again for taking the time to listen to our latest episode.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Big Scottish Football Podcast with me, Stephen Mill, and him, Ewan Cameron. How you doing, Ewan?
Hello, people. How are we?
I'm good, yes. I'm not hungover this week.
You're looking like a state, though.
How? I am not taking anything like that from you.
If you don't look in the mirror.
The Albanian puppy dealer in the corner there. With your gold chain and your trackies tucked into your socks. I give you good pricing.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
But you're wearing a retro Dunfermline tracksuit top and it's horrendous. It's minging. It's bogging.
No, it's not.
It's disgusting.
No, it's not.
See, when you wear something retro,
yeah.
I get wearing a retro Scotland jersey, a Brazil jersey from like the 1982 World Cup or Argentina or a retro Germany jersey.
It's Umbro.
But a retro tracksuit top from Dunfermline Football Club.
Yep.
It is an awful bit of clothing.
I mean, you have a fold-down fleece.
It's
a turtleneck fold-down fleece that you're wearing at this moment.
I rolled it down so that you can hear me.
Yeah.
Because it comes up over my mouth.
Well, maybe just put it over your mouth and I'll get on with the rest of the podcast. So today's episode, we will cover the return of the Scottish Premiership, or at least some of it anyway. We'll look at, possibly, the greatest World Cup final of all time. And we'll read out your incredibly insulting comments under a picture of the podcast team, particularly about intern Callum as well.
Intern Callum got absolutely hammered when we put that picture on social media.
It backfired so much, didn't it?
He thought that he was the best looking one out of the three of us.
He did.
He thought he was looking cool, sophisticated, and that us two were going to get all the abuse. No, it all went on him and his nose.
Exactly. Thank you so much. We'll get to that very shortly.
I mean, I can't speak. Look at the size of my nose.
I'm the same.
I mean, we've all got a large hooter.
Yeah, we do.
But everybody noticed Callum's hooter massively.
It was great. It was a great angle for Callum. So remember, you can find us on all your usual podcast providers and on Twitter at Big Football Scott. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for the Big Scottish Football Podcast. Give us a follow, give us a like. Let's get stuck into today's podcast. So the return of the Scottish Premiership. Sort of. So, wins for Celtic, Hearts and Johnston, Rangers on Thursday night as well. Only 7 games across the entire 4 divisions on Saturday, which wasn't ideal. Raith Rovers and Queen of the South, the only artificial pitches to host games on Saturday as well. And there was no VAR WTF. It was pretty VAR-less this weekend.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that.
Okay.
Should Hibs have had a penalty against Rangers on Thursday night? When Hibs were leading 2-1, there was a handball from Sands.
Yes, there was. Yes.
But there was also a nudge from Nisbet before the handball. So is that why the referee doesn't give the penalty, or why VAR doesn't get involved?
Why didn't they give a free kick then if it was a nudge by Nisbet?
That's a good point.
Yep.
I think our friend of the show, what was the name of the referee we had on this show a couple of weeks ago?
Des Paparoach, yeah.
Des Paparoach. He was in all the papers at the weekend. Right.
That's his name now. We'll get Papa Roach back on. What? Remember their song? They had a big song, Papa Roach.
Yeah.
What was it? Cut my life in 2 pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up. And all that stuff, yeah.
Papa Roach. So there's Papa Roach. Was in all the papers after the game on Thursday night, saying that it should have been a penalty and that VAR should have looked at it. So there might have been a big VAR call. So let's not ignore that, because people will think it's a conspiracy. They've got like some sort of like...
Oh, God, they'll always think it's a conspiracy.
That's very true. Yeah. But no, apart from that, you're right. I think VAR wasn't really needed at the weekend. Good win for Hearts, fantastic at Tynecastle. I'm sure we'll talk about Celtic and Aberdeen in greater detail in just a wee second. But getting back to the artificial pitch situation, this is why I hate artificial pitches. Because you cannot use undersoil heating for an artificial pitch because it'll just burn the fake grass. You can't put a hot lamp onto a plastic pitch because you're going to burn it at the top as well. So if there's snow and a wee bit of ice, then artificial pitches are useless. And that was the case at the weekend.
Well, they're not entirely useless.
They are useless because you can't play.
Well, Raith Rovers and Queen of the South played.
No, but clearly there wasn't any snow. Any bit of snow, if it doesn't melt away, you can't play on that pitch. If it frosts up, you can't play on that pitch because you can't use any heating on the pitch to make it playable. So that's why they're useless, and that's why they should be outlawed, particularly in the top flight of Scottish football. I know I've banged on it before, but I'm telling you right now, there should be a law in place at the end of the season. From here on in, you are not allowed plastic pitches in the Premiership. In Livingston, you've got 2 years to change it.
Okay, okay, right.
That's what I would do.
Fair enough. That won't happen. In the Premiership, where would you like to start, Ewan Cameron? We've already spoken about Hibs versus Rangers, but will we just round that off?
I thought it was a good game.
Yeah.
It was end to end.
Porte scoring his final goal for Hibs, or one of his final goals for Hibs.
Before signing for Rangers.
I don't know if that will happen.
Do you know anything, intern Callum? I mean, you work on Super Scoreboard with the boys and the media guys. Are they saying anything about Portis and where he might end up?
Yeah, Jim Duffy said he thought that he might go to Rangers, but I don't know if he just made it up or if someone told him.
But
something.
He thinks it.
That was in. He said that a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, he's in football circles.
You've just done such a dangerous thing.
Oh God, no.
You've, because if this doesn't happen, you've blamed Jim Duffy. And Jim Duffy is a lovely man.
Lovely guy.
Like, genuinely one of the nicest men I've ever met. But I would not fight Jim Duffy.
I'm terrified of him.
Jim Duffy would, he's like Bane in Batman. Honestly.
You're saying Ryan Porteous would sign for Rangers? I don't think so. You're blaming me? I am darkness.
Well, what's great is you've just taken the heat there, so you'll go for you instead of me.
He'll not be listening.
So Jim Duffy has suggested that Ryan Portis will go to Rangers.
I also heard a rumour last week about Udinese in Italy. What after Ryan Portis.
Was it not Barry?
No, the one that I heard was Udinese. That's what Jim Duffy told me anyway. So
Did you see the chat on the telly after the game that Ryan Jack and Ryan Portis had?
No.
It was very friendly.
Right.
Very friendly.
They both play in the Scotland squad together.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I thought Ryan Jack might have been telling him about what it'd be like to come and play for Rangers.
Am I right in saying that Ryan Jack's contract is up at the end of the season?
Yes.
Right, okay. We'll need to speak to Jim Duffy to find out what's happening with that.
Is he not the mystery man that's about to sign a new deal that Michael Beale was talking about?
No, something, because that person's already signed a new deal.
Who was it?
It was Leon King.
It was Leon King.
No, but
and
we knew
Leon, Jim Duffy told us.
And it was Yanis Hadji. He was the second one.
Yes. Hadji signed a new deal as exclusively revealed by Jim Duffy. Yeah, exactly.
So you can expect Ryan Portis to turn up at Rangers in January?
Well, we'll ask Jim.
For a nominal fee.
We will ask Jim Duffy, because he's the oracle. He knows everything. So
he's like that woman in The Matrix when he turns up to that woman's kitchen.
You basically, if you plug into Jim Duffy, you know everything.
Yes.
Okay. Right. We'll get Jim Duffy on the. On
so
the
anyway, it was a good one for Rangers when they were 2-1 down. Came back to win it 3-2. Good game. Hibs though in trouble. They're in free fall.
Not the best comeback of the weekend though. That belongs to St Johnston, who are 1-0 down against Ross County. Yeah. Ross County go down to 10 men. St Johnston score 2 goals in Kylian Mbappe style, but from Ali Crawford. So they win 2-1, and they are now level on points with Hearts, who also won on Saturday, 3-1 against Kilmarnock.
And to think we had Ailey Barber on this podcast just a few weeks ago.
Months.
Well, whatever. And we were talking about the manager at St Johnston, Callum Davidson, and whether or not he should still be the manager. Wow, he has turned that club around.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
That is an unbelievable achievement, considering where they were and how they were playing, and there they are on the coattails of Hearts and Aberdeen. fighting for a place in Europe. I think that deserves a round of applause, actually.
I think so. Yeah. A Jim Duffy round of applause. Hearts winning 3-1 against Kilmarnock on Saturday.
Oh, we were brilliant.
Second half, Kilmarnock did all right.
We could have killed them off a lot sooner because we created so...
Kilmarnock.
Yeah, we could have killed them off sooner, but we didn't take our chances. But I thought we were outstanding in that opening 45 minutes. We had a wee bit of a lull in the second half, but you're going to expect that. Kilmarnock are going to come at you. Craig Gordon made a couple of decent saves. Ash Taylor gets a goal back. They get their tails up. Then Hearts just stepped into fifth gear and they got a third goal to win 3-1. I thought Hearts are really, really good. Look strong at the back as well. Good to have Halkett back.
Now, last week on the podcast, you said that Celtic would drop points against Aberdeen on Saturday. You said it was going to be 1-1. It finished 1-0 to Celtic. Cal McGregor getting the only goal quite late on. On what basis were you thinking that Aberdeen were going to get something? Because that Aberdeen performance on Saturday, I think, if I were an Aberdeen fan, that's one of the most embarrassing performances I've ever seen from any football side ever in the history of the game.
I think that's a sackable offence. That's that bad. It's that embarrassing. Jim Goodwin should not be the Aberdeen manager today. He should be sacked for that. Imagine you're at home in front of the fans of Aberdeen Football Club, a proud fan base, a proud football club, a club that's won the Cup Winners' Cup against Real Madrid.
Have they?
A club that won the European Super Cup.
Did they? When did they do? Was that 1993 or something? Yeah. Well,
a club.
They should mention.
They were the last club to win a league title.
No, were they? They should mention that as well, yeah.
And then you've got Jim Goodwin, who turns up after a break for the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Weather is -4. Go and take the game to Celtic. Here's your chance. Catch Celtic cold after the break. And what do? They park the bus, and it was embarrassing. It was 82% possession for Celtic. There were 33 shots on goal for Celtic. Aberdeen had 2 shots on goal, none on target, and not one corner at home at Pittodrie.
I think
a proud football club like Aberdeen,
who I believe won a European trophy in the 80s as well, 2 European trophies in the 80s.
I just said that.
They should mention it more often.
I just think that Jim Goodwin is a very lucky boy to have the job that he's got. But see, after that, if I'm an Aberdeen fan, I'd want him out the door. And I'll tell you what will happen. See, when they face Rangers, it'll be like the World Cup final for them, because they'll never turn up for Rangers.
I have the stats to hand.
Can I say something else about Aberdeen and Rangers?
Yes.
Aberdeen fans hate Rangers more than they love their own club.
Okay. Do you want to hear the stats?
You're just glossing over what I've just said there.
Yeah, because you're just trying to wind folk up. There's only so much I can take you. Right, Rangers versus Aberdeen head-to-head since the 2016-2017 season. So since Rangers returned
to the top flight,
they have played 26 times. Rangers have won 14 of those matches. Aberdeen have won 5, and there have been 7 draws. Rangers have scored 49 goals, and Aberdeen have scored 22 in the same time frame. Aberdeen have played Celtic 29 times. Celtic have won 25 times. Aberdeen have won once, and there have been 3 draws. Celtic have scored 60 goals, and Aberdeen have only scored 17. The only win for Aberdeen against Celtic came at Celtic Park on Sunday the 13th of May 2018, when Celtic had already won the league. And Aberdeen needed to win to finish above Rangers in the league, and they finished second. Aberdeen have managed 2 draws at home against Celtic from 14 games. They've lost every other game. Aberdeen have taken 2 points from a possible 39 at home against Celtic in the league since season 16-17.
Well, that backs up everything that everyone believes.
Apart from you, when you predicted that they would get a point.
No, hold on a wee second.
You said that Aberdeen would take something for Celtic.
Forget that.
You called it one.
Forget that because I was wrong.
No.
Say forget that because I was wrong. Say that.
Forget that because I was wrong.
There we go.
But that just proves what I've just said and what every other football fan in the country has been saying for years. Aberdeen have four games in a season, and it's against Rangers. That's it. That's their cup final. That's their World Cup final.
Well, they've got five this season because they played them in the League Cup.
Yeah, that's the problem for Aberdeen.
That's a fact.
They are. Yeah, right, yeah. Do you know what? Aberdeen and their fans are obsessed by Rangers. Everything is about beating Rangers. That's all. Do you know what it is with Aberdeen, right? They would happily finish 10th in the league if they beat Rangers four times. That's how much they can't stand Rangers. They just want to beat Rangers at any given opportunity. Even if it gets in the way of them being successful or getting into the top six, it's all about Rangers at the end of the day. They never turn up against Celtic, but they turn up every single time when Rangers come visiting.
So you think this coming week, Aberdeen take something off Rangers at Pittodrie?
There's every chance.
No.
Because they won't come out.
I'm asking you now. Will Aberdeen take something from Rangers? Will they get a draw or will they win?
They won't.
Right. Okay.
But there's more of a chance of them taking something from Rangers because of the stats you've just given us. It's based on the stats that you've just given me because they turn up for the games against Rangers.
But they won't turn up this week.
I think they'll turn up, but they'll still get beat. right? I think that okay. Aberdeen turn up, the tackles will be flying, they'll be pressing high, they won't sit off like they did against Celtic, but they'll still get beat, but at least they'll give it a go, unlike Saturday there when they got hammered by Celtic. And yes, Celtic had to be patient, and they got a late winner from Callum McGregor. Can I just say that was a brilliant goal from Callum McGregor? But Aberdeen were a disgrace, an absolute embarrassment to Scottish football.
May I ask a question then of both of you? If Aberdeen hold out 0-0 for the entire game, Celtic don't score and they get a point, is that a success?
On the Big Saturday Football Show, when we were talking about the game as it was happening at 0-0, we were being very critical of the tactics of Jim Goodwin, and also the Aberdeen fan, Ali Begg, who was watching the game for us. He was not happy at all.
But also, we also said Aberdeen were defending very, very well, which they did.
Well, yeah, because you're keeping it 0-0.
I know, but I think what Callum's saying is, had they actually gone on,
why
and
are
got,
we listening to him?
Because he asked me a question. Had they gone on and got a 0-0, you wouldn't be sitting here.
I would have done.
You wouldn't have been sitting here saying Jim Goodwin needs sacked. You wouldn't.
Probably not. But exactly. I'd have been critical of the tactics.
Yeah.
I'd have been critical of the way that they parked the bus.
Yeah. But even though it would have meant that you would have been right with your prediction.
It's not about me. It's about the greater good of Scottish football, right, and I just thought it was an awful, awful game.
I agree. I thought Aberdeen were absolutely hopeless. So let's move on to the Championship then. Couple of matches there, three matches postponed. It was Raith Rovers 1, Arbroath 1. Arbroath apparently should have taken all 3 points at Stars Park on Saturday, but it looks like they're kind of marooned at the bottom alongside Hamilton. And then the other match in the Championship on Saturday was Partick Thistle 3, Ayr United 2. Ayr United fans absolutely fuming about all the goals that Partick Thistle scored on Saturday, but it was a win for Partick Thistle, and Ayr United, despite the fact they are still top of the league, they have been defeated. Is this the beginning of the end for Ayr United in their tilt for the title in the Championship?
It was never on anyway.
Well, it was. They're still top.
Doesn't
of the
matter.
League.
No, it's never on.
Right.
So Partick Thistle needed that win. Yep. They get the win. You never know. It might just be the start of their season and getting into playoffs and maybe putting in a challenge for the title.
Okay, fair enough. League One, there was only two matches on. FC Edinburgh 2, Montrose 2. Now, you enjoyed this on Saturday. Obviously, you're working on Super Scoreboard, Calm. Mm-hmm. But what I like to do on the Big Saturday Football Show is when I'm given a goal flash, I'll say, there's been a goal in Edinburgh. Right? And he automatically thinks that Hearts have scored. And then I say, yep, that's right. FC Edinburgh have taken the lead against Montrose. And he goes off his rocker, right? Yeah. But there's also a second layer to this as well. And I nearly half got you, and you're like, no, you didn't get me that time. And I was like, I'll get you before the end of the show. And I did, because I said, and there's been a goal for Hearts. And you were like, yes, amazing, that's it, 3-1. Yes, Celtic Hearts have equalised against Queen of the South. And then they scored again, so I managed to get them twice there. So that was great. Celtic Hearts beating Queen of the South by 2-1 at Palmerston.
I work with children.
I know, but it was...
It's embarrassing.
It was very, very, very funny. Right, apart from that, there was actually no other Scottish football at the weekend because it was all postponed due to the weather. And by the way, how roasting is it today? I walked outside the house and it was like 14 degrees. It was snowing yesterday.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
11 degrees right now.
Yeah.
It's 11 degrees. And tomorrow, 13 degrees Celsius.
Roasting.
I think last week it was minus 7, minus 8. We're at 13 degrees tomorrow. And if it wasn't for the rain, you could sunbathe in it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe not. It's not quite that warm.
13 degrees is quite warm.
I don't think it is. Right, let's move on, shall we?
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
It was the World Cup final yesterday. It was the World Cup final for the ages. It was Argentina becoming the world champions, beating France in a thriller in Qatar. Ewan Cameron, I have one simple question for you. Was that the best final, not just World Cup final, best final there's ever been?
Up to 80 minutes, no. It was one of the worst World Cup finals and one of the worst finals of all time because France didn't turn up. They had a shot on target. But then Otamendi makes that challenge, gives away the penalty, and then France, from absolutely nowhere, are on top. Momentum's with them. Minute 23 seconds later, Mbappe scores a second, 2-2, and then it turns into one of the best, if not the best, finals of all time. Of all time.
Yeah.
Of all finals.
That's
of any final.
That's why I asked.
So the answer is yes.
Okay.
The answer is 100% yes. And what makes it the best final of all time? Yes, France weren't in it up until the 80th minute, but Argentina were outstanding. And that second goal, team goal from Argentina in the first half, was sensational. That wee flick from Messi around the corner to set Alexis McAllister away. And then he puts it across goal. And there's Di Maria, first time left foot, over Lloris, into the corner. 2-0, you're thinking, you dancer. They're coasting to the win here. And then Mbappe magic. Boom. Also, we stat about the Mbappe second goal, the volley.
Mm-hmm.
It was the hardest shot in the entire World Cup. And it was clocked at 123 kilometres an hour, that volley.
It's quite fast.
And everyone's going, oh, Martin's got his hand to it. Doesn't matter. It was just too hard a shot for him to actually keep that out. It was a great goal, great game, thoroughly enjoyed it. It was an emotional roller coaster of a game, I would add.
Mm-hmm. I actually heard a good friend of the podcast, Micah Richards, on the radio last night, and he was saying it was so up and down because one minute he was a Kylian Mbappe fan.
Yes.
Then he was a Messi fan. Then he was back to being an Mbappe fan.
Yeah.
He was like, it was absolutely wild. I mean, obviously, we don't have a dog in the race. Like, I wasn't really bothered who won yesterday.
I did. I had money on Argentina.
Yeah, I know. That makes it a little bit different. But in terms of the grand scheme of things,
yes,
like, it makes no odds to our life.
Just a great game.
Who wins? I was just wanting to see a great game of football, and it was absolutely tremendous. At the end of extra time,
oh,
when Martinez makes that save, oh, which I was like, it was through, and I was like, this is it. France are going to win.
I was screaming, no, 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 no.
And Martinez makes the greatest save he'll ever make in his entire career.
Agreed.
A brilliant, brilliant save. But then Argentina go right up the other end. And I was like, this is like, it was like next goal the winner. Almost.
And
at
then
the
Martinez,
end of extra time.
How does Martinez, what a chance for that header right at the
yeah.
end of extra time. So Martinez makes that save.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina go on the attack. Messi's got it 35, 40 yards from goal. He puts it out wide. The cross comes in. You're thinking, head it. And he gets it all wrong. I mean, it was end to end. It was a brilliant game. Steve, that's Mbappe with that chance at the end. He scores.
Yes.
He scores.
But he wasn't.
But
so
it wasn't.
So
and I tell you what, when you watch a replay of that, see if they squares that. Mbappe's got an open goal to score, didn't he? For his fourth goal and to win the World Cup.
There's also, I've not been a huge fan of Didier Deschamps. I think that France's squad has been unbelievable for years now. But credit where credit's due, He hooked off Giroud
and Dembele.
And Dembele, because they were having nightmares. And fair enough, it waited until the 80th minute and they needed the penalty. But as soon as that happened,
oh, they were the better team.
They looked so much better.
They were the better team.
And yeah, I just thought it was a great, great, great game of football.
France didn't want the full time whistle.
No.
See, if that was going for another 5 minutes, I think France win the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was so end to end. And then at the end of first period of extra time, Argentina have a couple of great chances with Martinez, Inter Milan striker, and you're going, oh, he's over there! Oh! It was all that throughout the game.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
It was pretty much. Well, let's actually hear the Argentinian version of Ewan Cameron.
Mamon Dill! Mamon Dill!
So, for those of you who don't speak Spanish, what he's actually saying there is, mate, I used to work with Real Radio, right? And we used to have a phone in and we won loads of awards. Argentina campeones. So, mate.
Do you know what's interesting about this World Cup, right? Do you know that the Argentinian people have had a rather strange love affair and relationship with Messi?
Of course, yeah, because he did retire from international football for a wee bit and he was like, this isn't for me.
And I think the issue that they had with Messi is that he left Argentina at the age of 13 to go to Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And they always believed that he put in more effort for Barcelona than he did for the national team. And they're kind of right. He never, a lot of the times he would turn up and not play as well as he did for Barcelona.
He didn't have as good a team around him as what he did at Barcelona.
Yeah. And I was saying that's similar to Andy Robertson. Andy Robertson is an outstanding player at Liverpool, but when he turns up and puts on a Scotland jersey for some strange reason...
People used to say that about Darren Fletcher as well.
Kenny Dalglish used to say about Kenny Dalglish as well.
Don't remember that's before my time.
But he used to say about Kenny Dalglish, what a player for Liverpool, but when he turns up for Scotland, he's not that great. So you're right, Darren Fletcher, Kenny Dalglish, Andy Robertson. So because the Argentinian people had a love-hate relationship with Lionel Messi, I was absolutely delighted for the boy that he was able to pick up that World Cup yesterday. I thought it was really quite emotional. I mean, I texted you two saying it was actually, I felt quite teary watching that. It was unbelievable. The emotions that you went through watching. I had no dog in this race, as you say, but yeah, I felt amazing for Lionel Messi that he'd finally got his hands on that World Cup.
Yeah.
It was just superb.
The World Cup was all about one man, and yesterday it all came to an head. Argentina won the tournament, and Ali McCoist, the man we're all talking about, was the crowning glory of the World Cup, with his comment as well after Mbappe scored his third goal, which was fantastic. So the real winner of the World Cup, besides Lionel Messi, was of course Mr. Alistair McCoist. Thank you very much.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Right, probably one of the worst ones that we've done in terms of if Scottish football were a intern, Callum. It was bad. If Scottish football were an IKEA / furniture showroom.
It was so bad, I actually switched terrible. Off my notifications on Twitter.
There was a couple of good ones. For example,
I think this deserves, what's the word I'm looking for here? It deserves the
use your words, Ewan. Come on.
There's a
broadcaster.
Saying.
A seasoned broadcaster.
Yeah, come on. Remember the words.
Yeah, no.
Sound it out if you don't know it.
What does it start with?
Deserves the credit. No, it doesn't deserve the credit.
Deserves the...
The
Sound it out. Come on.
Why are you giving me a kiss?
I don't know.
Deserves the... Is it M? Am I looking
no,
for
I
an
just
M?
Made that up, no.
No, but you know what I mean? It deserves
no.
It's not the credit.
None of us know
it,
what you mean.
It deserves the respect. It does no.
It deserves the disdain.
Disdain, that's not bad. It's no. Not what I'm looking for though.
What is it you're trying to say?
I don't think we should give this
we shouldn't dignify it with our time.
Yeah, that's better than what I was trying to suggest. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we spend much time on this because I think that we have made a mess here. A lot of people were complaining that the Christmas one we did last week, we should have done this week.
Yeah. And it's almost like I said that.
You did say that,
I did
mate.
Say that, yeah.
You
yeah,
did, you did.
I did. Right. Here's a little bit of editing for you, mm-hmm. right? I'll read all of them out, but when you edit it afterwards, Callum, speed it up.
Aye.
Like
okay.
Times two.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. Okay, well, did you want to do that?
Let's
right,
do
we'll
that.
Do that
so well. I'll sound like chipmunks.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Do you want to edit your voice live now and like speak lower so that when it's sped up, it doesn't sound. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'll just speak normal.
Oh, no. You need to do that because then it sounds not
better.
As daft.
Yeah, yeah,
so you
yeah.
need to speak really slowly.
So I need to speak really slowly and slowly like slowly. That. Okay, right. Missing
Group right,
do you know what? I regret it. Just speak normal.
Please. Okay, right. Thanks. Missing Screw Patalainen from Jerry Taylor. Daniel Mistoro Fridge. Michael Meatball and Chips from Woody 67. Chairmont Desmond. Davey Weirdrobe. Olivier Tabley from George Burns. Not bad. Scott Allen Key sold separately. Big Extended Warranty. Swedish Meatball and Gollies from Andrew Edward.
What, do you know what? People actually go to IKEA not to buy anything, just to go for the meatballs and chips.
Flatpacky Bonner from Mark Thompson and Mikko. Maeda Flatpack Wardrobe from Mr. DC. Mark Wardrobeton. I can see a theme here. That's from Rakarik. Carlos Booker Shelfer from Graham Laird. Rio Habitati. I mean, it's from Craig B. Stenhouse Furnishings from Ricky Spence. Tony Meatball Arena. Peter Ware Houston. Bob Malmcom.
What? The IKEA cheap range that students get. It's called Malm.
Oh right, okay.
Famously.
Right, okay.
It's Bob
like
Malm.
A Malm chair or something.
Yeah, that's from Adam McDonald. Indoor Drills Arena. From David V. Nelly Barber from Ross Brewer. Kenny Mirror from GSRFC. East Stirling Furniture Warehouse from John Bleasdale. Peter Headboard. Mark Gavin. Interior Callum. Interior intern Callum. From Graham McLean. IKEA, the wonderful Every Alex Ray. From Alex Largs. Andy Halla Display Model. A flat pack four, that's not bad, from Smiley Face. James Forrest Furnishings from Marty Boyle. Leon King Size Bed from everyone. Ricky Laminate Flooring from Dave N. Keith Vasley.
Vasley.
Goulash Armstrong. Stevie Futon. Jesus. that's from Chris. Rid Divan Yilmaz from Scott RFC.
Not bad.
And these instructions are Colin Nish from D Hughes. Right, okay, thank you. The winner.
No winner.
We won't set up a new one today as we're not back until January the 4th. In fact, it's January the 5th. It's the morning of January the 5th.
Is that the first podcast after the Old Firm in Edinburgh Derby?
Yes, it will be.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
It will be a good one. January the 5th, I am back. So I'm going to Hollywood for Christmas.
What was that? What on earth was that?
Hollywood! So keep an eye on our Twitter page at Big Football Scott for the next example. If Scottish football were it, hopefully will be better than that. Let's talk briefly about me, the Minstagram King. People don't like mince, Ewan, and I don't know why. Mince is great.
Do you know what I hated about last week? What? So we talked quite a bit about mince.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm in case you missed it, I made mince, as in like mince and tatties, and intern Callum was like, "What's this poverty food you're making?" or something
right.
like that.
That's not staying in.
That's what Callum said. He was like, "You're making poor people food," or something like that, right? And I was like,
"Can I back him up? He never said that."
Thank you. Thanks very much.
No, but that's what he said in the house. Behind closed doors, he's a different man, right? So
pound stretcher food.
Exactly. He was like, "Oh, what's this? I've never had the butler serve me this before," right? The only mince I have is steak tartare, actually. So, anyway.
I'm going to back you up here, mate, right? Initially, I was against you last week, but then when you actually explained yourself, nobody under the age of 85 sits down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes, "What am I going to have for my dinner tonight? Oh, I think I'll have some mince and tatties." It just doesn't happen.
No, more people should, though, because it would enrich their lives.
And it turns out that there's a lot of people who do like to make mince and tatties. And,
tons of people.
And do think about it as well.
And not people over the age of 85.
No, you're right.
Normal people.
Because I
wouldn't go as far as normal.
People who were sending me pictures of their mince and tatties, I checked their profile, and they were all under the age of 85.
Yeah.
I mean, people were literally sending me pictures of their mincing tatties, and can also say that the vast majority of those dinners look like dug dinners. I wouldn't even serve it to my dog.
I know, but it's not aesthetically pleasing. There's lots of food that isn't aesthetically pleasing.
But you can
mince
make...
isn't what I'd concede that. Like all mincing tatties looks like somebody's just spewed in a bowl. But it's tremendous. It's nutritious. It's full of vegetables.
It's nutritious.
Of course it is.
It's nutritious.
You've got lots of protein. You've got lots of vegetables. You've got carrots, peas, onions in there. You've got a big bowl of potatoes as well.
You posted a picture of your mincing tatties.
Yep.
And so many people were critical of the way it looked.
I've got, and I accept that.
It looks grey though, mate, but mate, you can make it look decent with like bits of orange in the regards to the carrot.
Bits of orange?
Bits of orange, like.
That's where you're going wrong with mince, if you're putting orange in your mince.
No, I meant the carrot.
Somebody phone the police.
Add chunks of carrot to bring some colour to it. The gravy could be rich and brown and it looks like.
Mine's was.
No, it wasn't. It was grey. It was grey in colour. It looked anemic.
No, it wasn't. I'm not having that at all. You're lying
now. And your mashed potatoes look lumpy.
I can tell you for a fact they went lumpy because I use a potato ricer. So get it up here.
But a lot of people like mince and tatties. The long and short of this
You're on the wrong side of history here.
Well, we are, me and Callum.
Yes, both are. People like mince and tatties. So I'm afraid yous are wrong.
When I grew up, we ate that a lot. That was like a staple in our diet was mince and tatties.
Yes.
Because I was poor.
Callum wouldn't have associated with you.
No.
Of course.
Oh, definitely not. No.
He'd have looked down upon you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
From his ivory towers, I was living in my housing scheme.
Yeah.
What can I say? What can I say that's going to get me out of this?
You'd be the type of person who would turn up and have all five school lunches and I could only get two or three.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And some other days I'd go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of person that you are in turn, Callum.
Callum would eat it in front of you as well.
Aye. He'd get extra chips.
Yeah.
And I'd go, do you want one? You go, yeah. And I'd go, tough, poor person. these are rich people chips.
Yeah, that's what he would say. So, I think we can conclude that people like mince.
They do.
But let's make this into something great. What I'm going to do in the new year, for both you and Callum.
I'm not eating it.
And you, Callum Bell, I'm going to make you a big pot of mince. And it'll be great.
No. Because I've seen what it looks like.
No, but you don't. Taste.
I don't like mince and tatties now. I used to when I was a kid.
Do you like mince?
Hold on a second.
No. I'm going to ask you a few separate questions. Do you like mince? Do you like mince?
Yeah, because I love chilli.
Right. Okay, so you like mince.
Yeah.
Do you like gravy?
Yes.
Do you like potatoes?
Yes.
You like mince and tatties then?
Wait. Right. No, my point is this, right? See when my wife makes mince and tatties, right? Because my son, Josh, 13-year-old, loves mince and tatties, right? I mean, he scoffs
another it one under the age of 85.
But he loves it. When my wife makes mince and tatties, I get her to turn my mince and tatties into a shepherd's pie. So the potatoes go on top of the mince and it goes under the grill with some cheese.
Yeah, I think you'll find that's actually a cottage pie. Cottage pie is beef mince. Shepherd's pie is lamb mince. So
that's why it's called a shepherd's pie.
Yeah, exactly. So don't come at me and try and teach me about mince, mate. So anyway, carry on.
So I prefer it when it's a
cottage pie.
A cottage pie with some cheese on top and the mince underneath. And then I'll eat it.
So do you want me to make you a cottage pie?
I did eat a cottage pie.
I'll make you a cottage pie.
But I want some cheddar cheese sprinkled on top and then grilled.
Absolutely.
So the cheddar cheese is nice and crispy when you, and it has to be buttery mash.
Do you know what I did?
I want Lurpak in the mash.
Right, okay. Of course.
Lurpak.
Of course.
I don't want to hear cheap shit.
Right. Do you know what I did with the leftover mince?
Go on.
And tatties. I made them in to a cottage pie.
Good. I'm delighted because a cottage pie with cheese is lovely.
And I also think that if Scottish mince are listening to this podcast, if you're looking for a face of mince, and as intern Callum so beautifully put it, the king of Minstagram, then I'm your man. So get in touch. You know where I am. I am on Minstagram at Stephen Mill, Stephen with a V.
We spent more time talking about mince than we have about Scottish football on the big Scottish football podcast.
Doesn't matter. Right, let's move on to something else that caused quite a stir over the last few days. It was our Christmas night out last week.
It was
last Thursday.
Can I just say I'm still suffering from that because I don't drink.
Yeah.
And can I blame your pal?
Yeah.
Well, he's my pal as well, but the guy you work with in the Drive Time show.
Gary, yeah.
Gary Spence. So Gary Spence and I got into a really deep discussion and he gave me a glass of red wine. And the thing is, though, see when you're in a deep, deep chat with anybody and they're drinking red wine and I'm drinking red wine, you mirror the person across from you. So when he takes a sup, I take a sup. But the thing is, though, Gary's good at it. Right, I've kind of lost my touch when it comes to going out and having a few drinks. I was like,
rough.
I was rough because yeah. I'd had a couple of pints of Guinness, I'd a lager, and then I went on to the red wine. I should never have done that.
See, Friday there for me, it was complete, all about survival. It was just survival. Like, get to the end of the day, and we've done well.
So I left at 11:45. What time did you two leave?
I don't, because Stephen
made... I got in at 4:00.
Stephen 4:00. Decided, I kept, just to give you a quick bit of context, Stephen's great at when it hits midnight, just leaving and not telling anyone. So about four times in the night, I went up to him, I was like, when you go, take me, because we live together, take me home, we'll go home together. Okay?
Yes.
We'll put on some mince and ties, we'll have a good time. And he came up to me about 10 to midnight and I was like, right, brilliant, here we go. Off home he goes, we're going to the cat house.
I was like, what do you mean?
Did you literally go to the cat house?
Yes.
Did you go?
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know the cat house, it's a club in Glasgow which plays
Papa Roach.
And then Busted.
Yeah.
And then Scream Emo Music and then
yeah.
Westlife. It's awful.
Yeah. But we didn't stay for long.
We literally did.
Yeah, we did. We stayed for about 3 hours.
And then you sent a picture on the WhatsApp group of what he looked like at 4:00 in the morning.
Oh, with that taxi queue. By the way, taxi drivers. I know there's some brilliant taxi drivers. Oh, some God. Of my best friends are taxi drivers, right? But, I mean, come on, they're at it. So we were in the taxi queue and we said where we were going and one of them just went, nah. Right? And I was like, well... It's not that far away, but it's not walkable.
Uh-huh.
Right, it's 2 or 3 miles. It would take more than an hour to walk, right? Uh-huh. But it takes 10 minutes in a taxi. And then the next person comes along, and we're like, right, we tell them where we're going. And then the guy goes, tenner deposit. And I'm like, no, I'm not giving you a deposit. This is not, you know, I'm not buying a car. I'm not buying your taxi. Just take me home. I have the money.
But do you know what? In fairness to taxi drivers, say you've been sat in that queue forever, you're waiting for that fare to take you out of Glasgow.
No.
You are, because want more money.
Yeah, but that's all. Imagine if that was two young girls. Would they do the same?
No.
Exactly.
Also, imagine you went into a coffee shop and went, hi, can I have an Americano, please? And then, actually, no, you need to spend more than £4. I would only make you a latte. You'd
exactly.
be like, sorry, what?
That's
what are you talking about?
And honestly, I was furious. And that probably didn't help us get a taxi. Anyway.
Because we're on the walkie-talkies.
Exactly.
See those two numpties.
Exactly. The picture that we put up was of...
Us three.
Us three. You had a Santa hat on, you and I was in the middle. And then intern Callum was on the right-hand side. So
and
let's
then
go
we
through.
Made we made the biggest mistake ever. Tell us what you think of us individually.
Yeah.
What do you think of us three? It was opening up... Slagging offs.
It was, yes. So hello to Michael, who said Stephen Mill looks like Alfie Moon's love child. DU says that Ewan looks like a Snapchat filter. Lots of people saying Ewan, you look like the bear from Bo Selecta, which is which was very good.
It's because I've got teeth, right?
I've got teeth in all though.
No, but my teeth are weird because I knocked them all out many years ago and I had to get them done and I've had problems with my teeth for years. So it's I can at times be a wee bit conscious of my teeth, but that picture that you posted, it was me and my teeth. So loads of people were sending me pictures of like the Bo Selecta boy or the mask with Jim Carrey and all that kind of thing.
Alan Carr got through it a lot.
Alan Carr as well,
yeah.
I've got a few there.
Thomas Muller was popular for you, intern Callum, as well.
Oh.
A lot of Thomas Muller shouts, Tam Muller.
You know what? I'd never seen it before, right?
Same.
And the amount of people that said that you look like an ugly version of Thomas Muller.
No one said ugly. Not one person said ugly. That's a personal opinion of yours you hold. No one said that.
Right. I cannot not see Thomas Muller now. You are Thomas Muller, the German striker.
Dave says, Ewan, and I'm assuming intern Callum, look like they're enjoying themselves. Stephen has the bog standard dead behind the eyes look of a fifer. So thank you very much. Dave, for that. Some would say this looks like the evolution of man. Good to see you boys taking your dad out with you. That's from Mickle as well. The boy on the right could smell a Sunday roast on a Thursday with that beak.
Sorry, Callum. We've all got big noses. Mm-hmm. And again, it's something you don't really notice when you're hanging out and you're friends with each other. It's just part of your face. But see, when something is pointed out to you, all I can see now, intern Callum, is your nose.
Yeah.
You're just a walking nose.
Intern Callum's tall and skinny with a big head. Nickname him Golf Club.
That one really hurt my feelings.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but Callum looks like Thomas Muller with a giant head. What else have we got here? Expected intern Callum to be a pubilous 20-year-old. Looks older than the other two. Callum picks up Turkish telly with those lugs, right enough.
Your nose and your ears are getting it big style.
I'm not going to lie. When I put it up, I thought to myself, this will be funny because those two will get ripped to shreds. I just didn't consider it would be me, and it has been me.
Yeah, it has mostly been you.
A pal of mine named Nikki, she's a Rangers fan, and she's on Twitter. And she was saying that she's going to send a picture to her pals on WhatsApp to get their thoughts on the three of us in regards to shag, marry, avoid.
Yeah.
Callum, you got a void. and she said, Callum's getting binned. Wee shame. That was all Nikki and all her pals.
Yeah. Didn't want Nikki and her pals anyway. Don't like them.
Let's move on to Ewan. Ewan looks like he has a bracelet round his neck.
Can we ask about that? Why is it so tight?
What?
Your necklace.
Do you know what? Right, okay, so this has been with me.
Oh, don't make it deep. Don't make it real.
It's real. It's real.
Why does Ewan always look like he's squeezing out a shite?
If I just changed from 1992, okay. Somebody gave it to me.
Okay.
So it's quite deep. But okay. I won't get into it.
Good.
Okay, fair enough. Hansen have let themselves go.
Hansen have let themselves go.
I actually got off relatively lightly, which I'm pretty pleased about, to be honest.
Why was that?
I don't know. I honestly
is it because he's about 3 foot shorter than us in the picture for reasons?
Yeah,
I'm trying
to look for ones for me, but there's not. There's the Pfeiffer one. There's the dead behind the eyes.
You got
the,
called Harry Maguire a few times.
Harry Maguire, yeah, because I do have a large head. Like, I'm not going to deny that. A sniper's dream, they've called me in the past. What else have we got here?
Ewan is remaking a classic book, The Twat and the Hat.
The Twat and the Hat, yeah, that was good, yeah. Primark has taken an absolute battering here, that's good. Did those novelty glasses come with the hat? I like that one, that was good. What else have we got? Does Timpsons lace brogues? I believe they will.
Were you wearing brogues on the Christmas party?
No, I wasn't. I was in Timpsons last week though, and you know what? Do you know what else Timpsons do? They do passport photos as well. they're actually great.
They don't have a photo booth in there.
No, they don't. And this is the thing, right? So
the guy in apron will take a picture of you.
So what I needed was, because I'm going to Hollywood, I'm renting a car when I'm over there, right? And I needed an international driving permit, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Yes, you do.
So I went on to Google to find out how to get it. I had to go to the post office, but I needed a passport size photo, and I was like, oh, I don't have any. So then I just like passport photos near me, and the nearest one was Timpsons. I was like, that's interesting. So I went along to Timpsons, and they've got this machine, and they basically pull up a background behind you, like a sort of like tray that goes upwards. They pull it up like that, and you stand in front of it. The guy comes round with a camera and takes a photo, and then they just print it off. It's great.
Timpsons do everything.
They really do. I think Timpsons is a phenomenal.
I might buy some shares in Timpsons.
Yeah, I mean, well, they'll be going through the roof after all the mentions in this podcast, I suppose.
That's very true.
So there you are.
Anyway, is that the slagging's off finish with?
That's the slagging's off's finish.
I think I got off with it lightly. I think you were all right as well, Stephen. But intern Callum, mate.
Yeah.
Mate. Mate. You didn't come off that very well.
This is the Real Football Phone-In with Ewan Cameron and Alan Ruff. Call now on 0845 100 2101.
Real Radio. Hello, welcome to the Real Radio Football Phone-In with me, Ewan Cameron, and him, Alan Ruff.
Hiya. Patrick Thistle fans hate me. Right, is that that's just about us, I think. And we've made it to about 50 minutes this week. So all the people who moaned last week because the podcast was only 35 minutes because I was
hungover,
very hungover.
I think we should both give you a real heartfelt thanks for turning up today and not being absolutely hanging.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
And bearing in mind there was a football on yesterday, I went out yesterday and I didn't touch a drink. I was driving all day.
Say that today you were very professional, whereas intern Callum has not been very professional because he was moaning earlier about being tired.
I'm tired.
Well, get to your bed early then.
Yeah.
Coming in here where you're moaning and you're groaning.
You do go to your bed relatively early, actually.
What are you doing in that bedroom of yours? Because obviously you're living in the same house as Stephen.
Well, when I'm making my 14th batch of mints and tatties of the day at about 10:30 at night, Callum's going to his bed. Uh-huh. But that's no longer because Callum's actually moving out.
Can I ask a personal question about you two living together?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's coming to an end this week.
It's coming to an end
Do tomorrow. You have a solo bathroom or do you have like an ensuite or anything?
Solo bathroom.
So you share a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who's the longest in the bathroom?
The longest in the bathroom.
Right, when you go and use it, who uses it?
Callum takes longer than me.
Does he take longer than you, does he?
100%.
Right.
I don't know why he doesn't. Though.
Has Callum had a girl round at your house?
Be careful.
Careful. Has he had a girl round to the house?
Has he had some girls round the house?
Careful.
Lots of girls round
Stop
the house.
It. Stop.
Loads.
I think the word is plethora.
Plethora. So
nah, he hasn't really. I'm joking.
You're joking.
Yeah.
So he hasn't had.
He's mostly in his room himself. And we all know what's happening in there. Right, okay.
He's looking at his nose.
Exactly. That is.
That's all he can see.
That is it.
Because that's all we can see.
For the Big Scottish Football Podcast this week and indeed this year. Yay! Thank you very much, Ian Cameron. Thank you to all of you for listening as well.
When we're back.
Thank you for getting in touch. We are back on January the 5th because I'm going to Hollywood.
Why do you keep saying it?
I'm going to do it until it becomes a thing. Right, so don't forget to subscribe to the show on whichever podcast provider you use so you don't miss a podcast. But that's it.
Okay.
Until next year, until 2023.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we will speak to you on the other side after Hollywood.